Following established custom, Caesar harangued his men before the battle. He mentioned his consistent concern for their safety and welfare, and reminded them that they could themselves testify to his repeated and strenuous attempts to arrange a peaceful settlement. Never had he squandered soldiers' blood or willingly lost the state an army, even an opponent's. The speech done, the troops were fired with enthusiasm and clamored for action, and the trumpets sounded the charge. The Pompeians broke, and Pompey himself fled, eventually to Spain, where he was killed. Caesar was master of the world. Why, man, he doth bestride the narrow world like a colossus, and we petty men walk under his huge legs and peep about to find ourselves dishonorable graves.